court system is broken. I'm sorry, it's broken, and the crooks have more rights than the citizens of Williams Lake, and our policing costs have gone from $3 million to $5 million in the last few years, and it doesn't seem to be doing any good. These same prolific offenders, there's 12 to 14 of them that are just in and out, in and out. It's I wonder sometimes if they just don't go to jail just to get a decent meal, and then it's frustrating.
And of course, I know that discussion. I know Scott was pretty vocal about it, and of course that was directing majority of it to the RCMP inspector last night. But have you gone forward to perhaps decision makers, lawmakers, lawyers with these concerns?
We have before, and we've written letters and whatnot, but it's past the letter writing stage. I think it's time that we started. And when you look at what's happening in other communities, this isn't just in Williams Lake. If you saw, they had a demonstration or a rally in Quesnel, they had one in 100 Mile. They even had one in McLeese Lake because of the lack of support that we're getting for getting these criminals off the streets. So it's not just us, and we have plans for meeting with the RCMP when we go to UBCM on the 23rd, and meeting with the Solicitor General and the Attorney General, and build our case, because it's got to stop. The court system has to be fixed.
And I know there's going to be a rally at Quesnel's courthouse on a Monday. Are you at all planning to attend that, perhaps?
No, not. I'll stick with our own community rather than, you know, get involved in what other communities are doing. So, I won't attend that one. But it's the same kind of issues that they're dealing with. So, it's not just Williams Lake, as I said, but it does affect us and it affects our citizens. And it's time it stopped. Our RCMP are not fishermen. It's not catch and release. We got to put them away.
And a 6-point action plan, of course, that was discussed. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, we're looking at. We're going to enforce, see what we can do about enforce this monitoring. We've got the technology, so let's use it. The police are going on a regular basis, checking on people that are on parole or on what do you call it when they're in their homes?
Probation, is that?
Well, they could be curfew. On probation, or they're on their curfew. Yeah, and the police are checking them over 100 a month. That takes a lot of police time, and what they're finding that some of these people aren't even where they're supposed to be. So if they were monitored like they should be, with this ankle bracelets and whatnot that is available, then the police wouldn't have to spend their time. They could be spending their time doing other things rather than worrying about whether somebody's in their home when they should be. Also, we want the proceeds of crime. When they've collected the guns, they collect the stuff, and it's all sold, or there's always lots of money, we want those proceeds of crime to stay in our community so we can use it to assist in helping pay for the police. We're working on our cameras, of course. We've got 7 cameras in town now on locations, but that's not necessarily for the police. I mean, the police can use them, but we have them for our public works and whatnot, so we can watch our intersections, know whether we have to do light changes and things like that. But they're available for the police if they need them, if there happens to be an offense or an accident that we can have it checked on. As well as I'm looking at, we tried it a year or so ago for the court watch, and we had a number of women that were prepared to do the court watch with us, but we couldn't get a coordinator, where we think we have that in place now. So I'm going to see if those people are still interested in doing the court watch, and those people will make the courts accountable. They will know that when somebody's let in and out if it's a third time. Once they've been in the system 3 or 4 times, then it's time to leave them in jail, not just let them out between court cases and whatnot. Sometimes they don't even show up for a court case, so then they have to put a warrant out for them. So, you know, it's broken and it's got to be fixed, but the problem seems to be with the court system, not with the work that the RCMP are doing.
And when the city agreed to, I think it was to lease those electronic monitoring bracelets, have any ever been actually leased?
No. The province has a contract with a different company, so they do have electric monitoring, those bracelets and whatnot. They're different sets than what we were looking at, and we were willing to pay for it, but apparently the province has a contract with a different company, so they have them available, but they're just with a different company. But at that time anyway, and there isn't anybody that has one on now, because that's another thing that the judge has to do. The judge has to indicate that they need to be monitored, and they're not doing it. And that's another thing we're asking for. When these guys, if they're out on parole or they're out on bail or they're out to be waiting for a court case, then they need to be monitored so that they aren't stealing another car or beating somebody else up or whatever they're doing wrong. We want it. It's time. I'm sorry. The time has come where we can't just sit back and let this continue.
And I know, of course, Jeff went over the figures for the detachment. Do you feel crime's getting worse?
Yes and no. I mean, there are different events, different things that happen. I mean, some are up, some are down. There again, when it comes to car thefts and things like that, breaking and entering, we know when they're out of jail. I mean, the police know what they have to start looking for. When so-and-so gets out of jail, they know they have to start looking for car thefts. When somebody else gets out of jail, they know they got to start looking at breaking and entry. They know who these people are. Like I said, there's 12 to 14 of them, and they're continually through the system, and it has to stop.